Yes, while we do not wish to divert the attention for the search of the missing child, we just wish to update the public as to the position with respect to the remains of Kian Alexander. Now, the family was informed just after 7 o'clock this morning of a need to come and identify the body. They were told to be there for 10 o'clock. They were not explained or told that there was, in fact, an inquest being opened at the court in the morning. The family instructed myself, Mr. Behanzin, to deal with this matter of the autopsy. And that instruction took place after 9:30 a.m. So the family had not been given any time or opportunities to have instructed beforehand, because they were only told that very morning. The family arrived with myself sometime after 12 to identify the body. We received a set of instructions from Officer Chaucer, who presented himself as a person in charge dressed in army fatigues. And his instructions was that the family, which would be the brother and the mother, would be able to enter the autopsy room, identify the body, then proceed to inspecting the body. The reason why the family is interested in inspecting the body, one, he has certain distinguishable marks on the body that they wanted to ensure that those were seen, and that the area of injury, which have yet to be publicly disclosed by the police, could be seen with their own eye. Shortly after they were preparing to give them their protective clothing to enter the autopsy room, another officer appeared, which appeared to give completely contradictory instructions, suggesting that they should run in the room, see the face, and run back out. We asked for clarification between the two sets of rules. The officer said that he's not in charge, and then they dissembled to clarify the position. They all broke out and took out their phones and disappeared. There was a meeting held in the back of the room behind the autopsy room. Several people then took shelter in the tent and began to make their own separate phone calls. We waited on them patiently, and I then called all of the individuals, one that were in superior rank to Mr. Choicer, who had given us the first instructions, and to any ASP or inspector or the head ASP Moses. Also calls made to the chief of police. We called Mr. Weeks and attempted to get numbers so we can call the higher rank of the police so we can determine what is in fact the instructions, because the family have been waiting here for more than 4 hours to carry out what normally takes 5 minutes to accomplish and complete. And it seems to me that this is clear shenanigans by the police, given the fact that nobody is clear as to where the individuals had been shot. We do not have a forensic pathologist in Dominica. We've never had one. What we have is, through the benevolence of the Cuban people, a pathologist. We understand that there may be a pathologist here available from Barbados. It is good, because only Barbados, Jamaica, and Trinidad have forensic pathologists available. The difficulty we have in a case like this, if there is some allegation or suspicion about government activity, whether it's through their agents, police or otherwise, or even sometimes very doctors in this hospital, we cannot ascertain independently with any degree of certainty without a family paying an exorbitant of money to instruct a pathologist who come and hear and act on their behalf. The paucity of resources in most of these circumstances makes it almost impossible. So it cannot be that the family is told to come and identify the body, and they're sitting here with no other instructions to clarify the contradiction between the two sets of instructions, and expect the family to remain here. But we understand that essentially the state had been prepared to undergo an autopsy without the family's involvement. And we know that because of the manner in which the thing was actually carried out. The jury from the inquest, which was opened this morning in the court, was shown the body, which is very unusual. The jury is normally shown the body in the presence of the family who identifies the body. That is lawful conduct. It may be that we bend things here because we are contrary used to this kind of behavior and conduct where nothing is important, not even the Constitution or whatever principles or requirements that document suggests that the conduct should be. So I am not surprised. But it seems to me that this may be an example of an extrajudicial killing. And we are saying, and we're asking the public to please be mindful, be cognizant of what is going on here, because it can happen to anybody. I have been at this site on a number of occasions. Sometimes it is death from sudden syndrome for those who come to the hospital. Sometimes it's those found at home. Sometimes it's bodies found on the last major occasion of a lifeless body found in a cell in Portsmouth, for which it took forever to investigate. It took forever to charge. And all the shenanigans that took place, the matter still cannot proceed in the courts right now. We are saying that it's unacceptable. It is unacceptable that in a democratic country that we have this kind of machinations taking place and masquerade as if there is some interest in any justice. We remain vigilant to ensure that the family receives the questions and answers that they want. But this is beginning to look like an extrajudicial killing. Thank you.
Anything happens from here?
Well,
what's the next step?
Well, the next step is if they refuse to allow the family to identify the body, the family will leave. If they wish to go ahead with an autopsy without the family identifying the body, I'd like to see that one. It would be a very new set of circumstances. But I understand the documents, and I wouldn't disclose what it is. The documents present this body as an unknown person. So they're attempting to have an autopsy without the family's involvement because the family is concerned about the nature of the wound sustained by their loved ones. If he has no next of kin, as is being presented, then he's an unknown person. Although the entire state, maybe the region, based on those who listen to via social media, is aware that this body allegedly is the body of Kian Alexander.
Why were the parents not called on the site? Why did they not call them to identify the body at the time?
Well, the thing is that the family was informed, as I said, this morning after 7 to what simply identify the body. They were never told of an autopsy because in the case of an inquest, an attorney can present an application to the coroner to act under Section 30 to be part of the process of an inquest. And that allows you to, I myself have gotten that before, and I have attended a number of autopsies here and other parts of the Caribbean where I practice. This is unacceptable. It is unacceptable because this is potentially a case where the state holds the evidence to which somebody may be questioning or suspicion the action of the state. That is unacceptable.
But my question to you, why did the police not call the family at the time?
You must ask the police that. Ask the police that. The same way the police said that under the injuries that this individual may have sustained, he gave a long explanation as to where this child may be found. Now, we are suspicious of that. Because if the gentleman had received the injuries that we suspect he has sustained, I don't know in what capacity at all he'd be able to give any statement. Any statement. I cannot see it.
So you continue to watch and observe?
We continue to be vigilant.
Thank you.
So just to confirm for our viewers, Mr. Vihanzin, in light of the autopsy, the family has not yet identified the body or have been allowed to inspect the body.
We haven't even seen the body. We have no idea whether the autopsy have taken place. They have not seen the body. And they have been here for 4 hours waiting. The officer who came with the contradiction information is sitting on the shed for the last 4 hours. The other one dressed in green fatigues, which is not a police uniform in this country. We don't know where he is. But there's a secret room behind the autopsy room. A number of them have filed in there after we raised our objection. And clarity. We sought clarity as to what exactly is the position in relation to the identification of the remains and what takes place after that. We have yet to see it because we were told that they can identify the body, inspect the body, and remain there for the entirety of the autopsy, that entire process. This entire thing changed now to peep in the room and peep out. That's completely unacceptable.
And what would you like to see moving forward in light of the whole issue?
Well, we see the damn truth. Why should anybody be treated this way? If you have nothing to hide, open up, let's get on with it. Why should you treat people this way? What is this about? And this further distracts from the interest of trying to find this child. Oh, God, come on, come on.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.